To the untrained eye, the pink marble walls outside Governor Jared Polis's office look like, well, marble walls. But Ellen Stanton sees something else.
So are you familiar with the hat that George Washington and other patriots wore? It's called a tricorn hat, right? So does this look like a tricorn hat? And does this look like the profile of someone's face? You've got a nose and a mouth and a chin. So we've got our own little George Washington right here, right? And over here, we've got a turkey.
Just to be clear, the pioneers who flocked to Colorado during the gold rush didn't chisel George Washington's face or a turkey, but it's hard not to see the resemblance after you go on Stanton's tour. Now she's taking us up to the Senate floor to show off some real history.
Now these are the original desks. They were first used in 1895. So even before the building was finished, they were so eager to get in here, they used this room. And these are the original desks. They were meeting in warehouses and anywhere that they could find that was large enough. And they were tired of that moving around and anxious to be in this beautiful room.
Stanton and the other Capitol tour guides take more than 70,000 people through the building every year. And they have just 45 minutes to share its stories. Visitors learn about the nasty political fight between the man who donated the land and the state's first lawmakers. They also learn about the architecture.
The chandelier is original, weighs 1,700 pounds.
As the tour moves along, Stanton shows off the polished bronze railings that were shipped here from Ohio and the intricate wallpaper, which was recently restored to its original appearance.
I think the architect, Elijah E. Myers, wanted a wow factor, right? This celebrates democracy. You want people to come in and feel, this is an awesome room, and it speaks to me about our state.
And 130 years after it opened, visitors are still oohing and aahing when they enter the Capitol. But Stanton also shares the not-so-happy story of what happened to the man who dreamed up the building.
There had been a cost overrun, and his income was attached to the cost of the building. So as the cost of the building went up, so too did his compensation for being the chief architect. And they said, well, we already own the architect's drawings. I think we should fire him, and that's what happened.
There are also the more lighthearted moments, like the time someone stole the portrait of Abraham Lincoln in the 1990s.
And we never found it, and never found out who took it and why.
Ellen Stanton has spent much of her adult life taking people behind the scenes of some of the country's most sacred historic sites. Before coming to Colorado, she took visitors through George Washington's home in Mount Vernon and the U.S. Capitol building. She fell in love with history when her grandmother showed her a secret in Schenectady, New York.
There was an Indian massacre there in 1690. And even today, the older buildings there have unique features. For instance, in a hall where she lived was a very large piece of furniture. And when I was about 5 or 6, she said, come here, I want to show you this. And behind it was a door to a tunnel that led to the Mohawk River so that people could escape if there were a raid again. And that really piqued my interest in history.
Now, Stanton is opening new doors to show others the secrets of history in Colorado. With the turn of a key, she opens the large steel door leading up to the iconic dome of the Capitol. For many, this is the highlight of the tour. After climbing 61 steps, we've reached the top. We can see the snow-capped mountains to the west and Denver's sprawling skyline to the north. Brooklyn Chavez and her family are taking a group photo.
It's been really pretty learning about the building, and it's really cool, and all the history.
Is there a part that really stood out to you that you don't think you'll forget from the tour?
This view.
Yeah, the view is pretty amazing. I really like the architecture.
Back inside, Stanton says there's also a sort of state capitol fan club around the nation.
A lot of people are very interested in visiting as many state capitals as they can, and they'll very happily share the fact, this is my 28th state capitol, and that is always fun, because then they're comparing.
I'm Scott Franz.